This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Has sports become too fragmented and expensive? Also, might talk about the draft lottery and where you think the Mavericks are going to end up. So, we've been thinking about this for a while based off of something that Ted Cruz said last week. And this is going to be...
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, this is not going to be a political segment in terms of are you Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green Party, whatever. It's just going to be for sports fans.
Something said by Rafael Edward Cruz is what you're telling me. Yes. And we're about to talk about it on radio.
Yes.
Sports radio.
In a non-partisan fashion.
All right.
So Ted Cruz said, this is a growing problem. Fans are about streaming services and sports coverage. Fans are understandably upset. It's really hard to watch your home team, figure out what app, what network, how we watch it. It's fractured right now. It's expensive right now. And as the hearing laid out, because they had like an informational hearing about this last week, Major League Sports enjoys significant benefits from federal legislation. And with those benefits come an obligation for fans to be able to watch and enjoy and cheer on their teams. So that felt like a not too subtle nod at, hey, remember all of the anti-monopoly protection that we give you and everything like that? It's time for you to maybe pay it forward. Because I was thinking about this, and I'm sure more people have more, but just off the top of my head, they have sports and exclusive sports on Apple TV, Netflix, Paramount Plus, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Amazon Prime Video, and Max. Again, I'm sure there's more, but those were the seven that I could think of off the top of my head.
If you know more, text in 877-881-1053. We would like to know. Because Victory Plus, that doesn't count for you?
Yeah, Victory Plus is another one. I guess especially if you do the Rangers package because you don't still have cable or whatever. So Victory Plus is another one.
I wasn't trying to dunk on you.
No,
it just popped into my head.
I will gladly admit.
Because we went through this before the show and I was like, okay, hi, I can't think of all these. But yeah, that's... It is, you have to have, I mean, it can cost a month just to watch some sports. It can cost you about $300.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
And so knowing, like, Fubo is a provider, so we don't put that in the category, right? Like, that's,
yes.
So, but yeah, man, it's expensive, and I'm not as concerned about, like, I go to ESPN, and I look at the schedule, and it says it'll be on ESPN, TBS. And if it doesn't, then I know I can find it locally.
Yeah.
If it's, but that's how I find it now. So I know it's, oh, it says it's going to be on Paramount. So I'm not like that anymore. There was a time when I was like, man, I have no clue where to find my games, but I've gotten into a rhythm there. But the simple fact that I have to spread out all this money to different, a variety of different providers, that's causing more of a stress for me now.
Somebody brought up DAZN for boxing. Yeah, that's another one. And here's what had me thinking, like, we should probably dive into this today.
Remember the Pizone?
Yes, I do. Man, do you remember the Pizone? 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney text line. But here's the story that came out over the weekend. Chiefs Chargers week one game in Brazil, reportedly nearing historic YouTube deal. And you're like, oh, okay. And then here's what it says. They're going to play in a game that the NFL hopes to stream for free on YouTube.
But I hope they can too.
Yeah, I hope they can too. But you can see how, hey, this game that feels like it would be pretty consequential, both in the AFC West and maybe for the overall landscape of football, that might be another one that gets put out to a specifically different service. And I saw somebody text in, and I totally understand this. They're like, man, I didn't know that I would end up paying more now than I ever did for cable. Because there are, like, depending on which apps you have and everything and which cable package you have, yeah. There are some people who are realizing they've just reconstructed cable, but in app form.
Yep.
And some people are paying more now than they did before, because you had to know once people started cutting the cord, these big media companies will be like, hey, that's great. We'll find a different way to take just as much, if not more, of your money.
Let's say DirecTV is the one you have or had at the time. Back then, ESPN was the big draw for DirecTV.
Yeah.
Because they broadcast the most sports content. And I think they were at the $2 range.
Something
out of the
like
cut
that
they
were
making. So, Kevin, essentially what you would love is I'm paying $2 for the ESPN app.
Yeah.
But they were like, why would we do that when we know people pay $5?
Yeah.
Or we know people pay $10?
Yep.
So that they, when they branched off from everything, and the DirecTV is like, well, we can't pay you that much. They're like, that's fine. We can do it too, but we're going to branch off and have our own, and we're going to make more money off of it. So essentially, Kevin, the idea would be Netflix costs $1.50. You know,
sure.
And that's what they should cost a month.
Sure.
But those companies know that everybody's going to buy into them. And that's where this is different. It would be Netflix $1.50, $1 for Peacock, $2 for ESPN. That would be the dream scenario. But, you know, capitalist markets.
Yeah. And I think, like, a lot of these specific cable channels back in the day figured out the percentage of people that were subscribing for them. That's one of the whole reasons cable fell apart. It wasn't just because people cut the cord. Like, that obviously is a big part of it. But I think ESPN saw, like,
the content creators were jacking the price
yes,
up on them.
And also they saw, like, hey, we're lumped in with the Home and Gardening Network. And when Oprah had a channel, I don't know if that still exists or not. And all these other channels, you're like, people aren't buying this package to get those other channels that you're charging $15 for. They're buying it for us. So I think instead of getting $2, I think we should get half of that. Mm-hmm. We should get like $7.50, and the cable company's like, that's insane.
Right.
What do we tell all the other channels in the ESPN? Or it wasn't just ESPN. There was a lot of
them. Like, don't tell them.
Yeah, they were like, don't care.
Yeah.
You figure it out and get me my money. And then that's why you see the like blackouts and stuff like that if you still have Dish or whatever, because they'll be like, oh, they're trying to take all of your money. And I'm like, every year your cable price is going to go up, or your Dish price is going to go up, and they're going to blame it on the TV channels or the TV networks when they're just as big of a part of it.
From the 214, what if I told you there's a service, $30 a month, has all the movies. And again,
is it legal?
I don't know. Does that matter?
If it doesn't matter, then you're set.
But the other part of it is, if it is legal, not enough people know about those things or trust them enough to say, I'm bailing on what I have right now and I'm going that direction. We're all kind of in this wait and see period. It's like with NIL.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're just kind of waiting for something to really happen that kind of gives it the new next direction of things. And at the moment, it is Wild West for all these app and creators for them to make as much money as they possibly can, and they are making it.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. And if we think that the consumer revolt is going to push it back and we're going to go back, look, I hope we figure out some legislation that's like, hey, we give you all these monopoly protections, so you need to take a step back and go along with this. It just doesn't feel like that's probably what's going to happen. And look, from the 214, remember a season or so ago, they were charging $6 on Peacock for the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game. How soon are we from having to pay for regular season games? So you're already kind of there for some of that. Like, once ESPN ditched out on like caring as much about baseball, where did you see it pop up? The bulk of the baseball package has shown up with Apple TV. Now, if you already subscribe to Apple TV and you're like, no, I subscribe to it for all the shows that they have that I like, maybe you just view this as a bonus. But like, what if you didn't have Amazon Prime and you're like, I need to see Thursday Night Football for whatever reason, or maybe football is the only sport that you really like, and now you have to pay to subscribe just to see a regular season game every single week. You're going to continue. This is what the NFL has been doing when they've been selling their new football packages. They've been saying, we'll give you an exclusive game in the playoffs for your streamer. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering, like, why is it bounced from Prime to Peacock to whatever, is because that's been one of the draws. They're like, all right, so it's going to cost you, you know, $2 billion a year, but every third year, we're going to give you an exclusive playoff game.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a cut and a deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, so can you re-explain, if you've already explained it,
yeah,
who is Ted Cruz saying needs to fix this?
So
the government or the providers?
No, I think he's saying the leagues. I think he's saying the leagues need to fix it with the vague, not so vague threat of the government will come in and fix it ourselves if we need to. Now, I don't know if him or politicians in general have the stones to go ahead and say, we're going to pull your protections, which will open up these leagues to all kinds of legal and monopolistic challenges and everything like that. I don't know if they have the guts to that, but that's definitely the card they're laying down. And so I think the idea is like, hey, when you make your next TV package, you need to make sure these games are available. I'm curious if the NFL, we'll use the NFL for example, because they're clearly the most powerful of all of these. If they're like, yeah, go ahead, give that a shot. Let's see what happens.
Okay, that was my next question. The NFL probably feels like they're powerful enough.
I could see that.
I don't know that the NBA would, like, if they had these options to do the same thing, if they would just be like, all right, we're good. We'll do whatever we need us to do here. But the NFL, I could totally see them say, challenge it and say, we have enough pull. Look at it. Most of the people in the country are going to want our product.
Yeah. And then I'm curious, do politicians see that this is a winning issue with the people? Like, is Alec Q voter going to be like, hell yeah, you're lowering my sports prices, I'll vote for you? Or are people like, hey, what about inflation? What about taxes? Like, I don't know if they'll be pumped about their politicians doing
this. That's interesting, because one of the first times I ever heard you bring that up was when Michael Petticolas from Petticolas Brewing was leading the charge for beer to go in Texas.
Yes.
And we kind of had been following that for a while, and you kept saying, dude, this is a win. If
yes.
you're a politician, you need to jump yes. on this right now and say, hey, everybody out there, y'all want beer at your house? You want to take beer from your place? Yeah, go ahead and do it. Like, that's a winning thing.
That you would think would be like an issue that Republicans and Democrats would agree on without having to like dive into.
Yeah.
I fundamentally
everybody
don't
is going to like
yeah.
this. So let's all hop in and make this thing. So, but you don't know that this is a winning enough argument for most people or most voters, because they have other things they want right
but
now.
But like, the difference with that one is you could see it like maybe happening in the next year. If Ted Cruz or whoever makes this a big deal and they're like, when the next TV contracts are up in 6 years, oh, you watch
and
out.
And he throws the number, the average American, yeah. the average Texan
Got
right
it.
Now is spending $600 a month on
for
TV.
Sure. By the way, look into how they put those averages together sometimes. But if they're like, in 6 years, we're going to fix it, do you think people are going to be like, hell yeah, let's do this? Or are you going to be like, all right, well, you know what? Let me know in 6 years when you get something done.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good thought, man.
Now, for the draft.
So what, when's this bill hitting the floor?
Look, and this is the problem with it all. We just had a segment where we tried to push it through to committee to vote and everything. And what happened last week, Alec? They were having an informational meeting. Get off your ass and do something. Sorry.
What was the...
The NBA draft lottery is tonight. So hopefully Rolando Blackman will lead the Mavericks to move up for the first time in the history of the draft lottery. And again, not hyperbole, they've literally never moved up. They've either stayed the same or fallen. So you could see them jump into the top four or stay at 11 or depending on who moves into the top four, maybe drop down a little bit more. But it feels like number 11 is the most likely pick. But if you get to it and they say pick number 11 and it's not the Mavericks, then sometimes in that room you'll hear a gasp, which means you know that that team just moved up. You see it all the time. They'll be like, oh,
oh man.
Yeah, okay. It's not always.
You're using that perfectly, Alec.
It's not always as enthusiastic as that, but you have the potential to move up. And I think the big thing that people are focused on tonight is not only who gets the number one draft pick for Cooper Flagg, but you just heard, or the rumors out there from Shams, is that Giannis is open to looking elsewhere for his future situation. So whether that's the number one pick or whether it's, you know, somewhere in the top five, depending on which players you covet, a lot of people think that could be the deciding factor about where Giannis goes if the lottery goes one way or another tonight. So in addition,
you're saying that we could get Giannis tonight.
I don't think it would happen that fast.
I think
it would take a little bit longer. Would you love
Nico
it if it was the number one pick?
Number one pick for Giannis?
I think there would be more to it.
Well, knowing now that Daniel Gafford wants to be paid like a starting center, not just a backup center, and he's making $14 million
next
year.
Something along those lines.
You're probably going to have to line some. Dude, can you imagine the two best defenders, AD and Giannis, on the court together at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that offense coming from?
I mean, Giannis does score a lot of points.
Anthony Davis scores points,
yes,
too.
I think we should probably take a step back and reflect on those players' defense.
What are you talking about?
Not that they're not still really good.
They have defensive player of the year award.
I hear you, but they're not the best two defensive players in the league. They're just not.
Name a player.
Would you say Wemby, or would you argue that he's hurt? Would you not still say Draymond Green?
I just said name a player.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even say name a defense. I just said name a player.
Yeah. Not somebody with defense or anything like that. Okay, my apologies.
I'm excited about tonight, though. It could be a lot of fun for us.
Do you think it could happen? I think the Mavericks have an 8% shot of moving into the top four.
I think it could happen. I guarantee it won't.
Alec, is that where you fall on this as well?
I don't understand it, but yes.
I think you're right.
The math,
all logic, but there's this little part of me that thinks that the NBA knows they set up that crooked Luka deal, and this is the payoff. And I'm telling you, if we get the number one pick, I will show up here tomorrow prepared to repeat
that exact theory. The only way it happens is if it was a crooked deal. Only way
happens. Frozen envelope part two. I hear you.
Otherwise, it's just normal like we always deal with, and we're staying put.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.